This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You know, in the days before, people, they used to go window shopping. You know what window shopping is? Window shopping is you make yourself feel good. By going to a mall, you pass by all the shop outlets, you look inside, you look at it, you look at the jewelry, you just imagine that you had it. You feel good about yourself. You look at a certain t-shirt or a certain coat that you wanted to buy. You look at it, you try it on, you feel good. You look in the mirror, this looks good on me. But you never buy it. You understand? You can't afford it. You can't afford it, so you don't buy it. But you do window shopping, which is you go to the mall and you have a nice day, the whole day you spend looking at certain stuff. I know some of you are like feeling a bit confused. The ones that laugh know what I'm talking about. Because they don't do it these days, right? People do different type of window shopping. People go to Amazon. People go to online shopping to do their window shopping now, right? You feel good about it, but you don't actually get it. And the thing is, with the smartphone, there's a lot of this going on. People are browsing for what? Tell me this. You browse on Instagram and you start seeing the next man who has the next car, the next woman that has the jewelry, the next, you know, beautiful face out there, the person who's just got this, the person who's got the latest trainers, the latest sneakers, they've got that. Oh, you're going through. Oh, that person is on the holiday. You look at that and wow. And you're browsing. You know what it makes you feel in the end? Anyone tell me? Put your hands up. But what does it make you feel like? Feel that. You feel down. You feel low. You know why? Because you don't have it. You want it. You don't have it. You start browsing all these pages of all these beautiful people, beautiful houses, beautiful things that they have. I tell you a secret. You know those people are smiling on Instagram? They're very sad people. Tell me this, which human have you seen always smiling? Except for someone who's mad. Nobody smiles forever, but every Instagram photo you look at, they look perfect. You know why they're perfect? Because they smile for the occasion. They were like this. Phone came up. Smile. Ding-ding. And then back to normal again. Those people are not always smiling. Not only that. They've enhanced their face through the different Photoshop to make themselves look better. All those little dots in their faces, they've automatically gone away because they had a Samsung phone. And I'm saying like, you know those ladies' cameras? You don't even need to do anything. You take a photo, the photo looks better than you. Seriously. The photo makes you look better. The guy looks at the photo, thinking, wow, I look so good. No, you don't, bro. You don't. Don't try and fake it. And people become sad after that. They look at the mirror. The mirror image is not as good as the photo image that they have. And people are getting into this, and then what they do, they upload it. When they upload one, they upload another one, they're showing all of this to others. But they don't live those lives. There's a lot of people on Instagram who have gone on credit. They buy stuff on credit just to live a life, a fake life they want to show others. There are others looking at those lives and they're feeling bad about themselves. And the whole thing is fake. The whole thing is fake. And if you want to make yourself feel better, then you shouldn't be looking at those images. I tell you why. Because our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us the cure to this. He said a person, it is a hadith of Bukhari. He said, whosoever looks at someone in this world that has got more than them in terms of this world, then they will feel inside less appreciative of what Allah has given them. And they will feel that they have less sabr and patience with the trials that Allah has put them in.
La ilaha illallah.